Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company, and thanks to Repco Authorised Service. For Repco Car Service, your book online at repcoservice.com. We head over to the UK, and a man that is up bright and early is Damon Hetter. He is the darts world champion. How does that feel, Damon, and welcome to Sports Day?
It's absolute amazing feeling. Just so proud, and cheers for having me, mate. I appreciate it. Good to hear some Aussie voices, eh?
Yeah, fantastic. And what's even better, mate, is you are a Perth boy, a West Australian boy through and through. Where did you grow up, mate, and when did you get involved in the sport of darts in the first place?
Yeah, so I grew up in Maddington, lived there for, ages and ages. And darts, my parents played darts, so I joined in when I was about 14, 15, something like that. And lo and behold, my mate as well that I went to school with, he was playing darts since he was nine, and he was the one that sort of, you know, helped me across here in the UK. And yeah, from juniors, I just played right through to a senior level and then took it seriously only a few years ago.
That's the big question with going playing darts for a hobby or for fun. Now you've turned it into a profession. The transition or the thought of going to that level, when did it actually stick in your mind that this could be something you could make work?
Yeah, it was a big commitment. So it was about 2018 is when me and my wife Megan, and we made the decision to give it a full crack and see what happens. Just knowing on this side of the world how much money and like make a living from just playing darts, you know what I mean? I never really thought of that at any stage going. Until the main dudes came over and played in a World Series in Australia, and they were on TV and stuff, and obviously, yeah, I had my mate who was doing the exact same thing, and I was just like, well, it beats being on a hot tin roof at 40 degrees, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So just talk for our listeners who don't follow darts as closely as others. It's a maiden victory for Australia at the World Cup, and you teamed up with Simon the Wizard Whitlock, who's a huge name in the sport. Just explain the event and how you managed to get the result.
Yeah, so it's a pairs game, we still play singles in it as well. It's over 3 days, the event, and you get, the way you get picked for to play for your country is, you know, you have to be the highest seeds in the world, or the highest ranked, two highest ranked players in the world. And so Simon's been there every single year. He's had heartbreak with losing a final 10 years ago, having matched darts, and I'm just proud as punch to help him and Australia and in darts and all that, just to get it over the line.
And it was a poignant moment as well for both of you, with, of course, Kyle Anderson at the age of 33 passing away, and that was a huge blow to the sport, but also to many who knew him. So I believe he dedicated the victory to a fellow Australian?
Yeah, that was it. It happened last year, and it was about the time the World Cup was on. So it was we would have loved to have done it last year, but obviously emotions are running high. He was the best man at my wedding as well. I asked him to be that, and so this year we didn't have that emotional pressure, you could say, and we got it over the line this time. And just the amount of love and messages and all that I'm getting from back home, and hopefully it just builds the game of darts back home as well, and we can build a bigger back there and bring some more guys over here to give it a full crack and make a career out of it.
Well, speaking of darts, and The big names came to Australia a few years ago. I remember covering it, a story, and just even catching out with Peter Wright, James Wade, Phil Taylor, these types of guys, Michael Van Gerwen. It's like a footy crowd that goes to darts when they were here, and I assume it's much the same overseas. It's just a lot more boisterous than what you would anticipate if you've never been before.
Oh, 100%. I've never experienced nothing like it until I got here. You obviously see it on TV, but when you're actually in the venue, oh man, no wonder it's nerve-wracking up there.
We throw a lot of darts on this radio program. I don't know if you've ever listened when you've been back in Perth, Damon, but we do throw a lot of darts. Sometimes we don't hit the dartboard. Have you ever not hit the dartboard?
Well, when I don't go, when I go for the double and I miss, mate, I throw it outside. I don't mean to, but you know, or if someone's putting me off behind me, yeah.
How is it in that environment to actually concentrate, mate? Because you've got to be a dead-eye dick in what you do, and it's just unbelievable how good you are.
Yeah, I think it just comes along with a lot of like experience and just doing it all the time, muscle repetition. I don't just roll up and go play darts. You know, it's the 3 hours. I get there 3 hours before to warm up. I practice every day about 4 hours a day, so at least it's just all preparation at the end of the day, and the more times you're on the stage, the more experience you'll have and the easier sort of it becomes.
What is the most difficult part for someone out there who you might have inspired tonight here on Sports Day to have a crack at it and go and start practicing and doing what you've done and do the hard yards? What is the most difficult thing to overcome?
I think just being that side of the world makes it especially really hard. But it's obviously the time and effort, and you just really got to want it. At the end of the day, it, that's how much it is. How bad do you want it? And then you got to go and chase it. So it's exactly what I've done. Financially, I saved for a year and a half just so I knew I'd be comfortable with the darts. And then I've just put full time. I treated it like a job, and you know, I still got mortgage back home and that I'm still paying off. So I've got a lot of drive to be here, and plus, I've brought my wife is with me as well. So you know, it's not only just sacrificing it's our lives and not seeing our family and friends. Like I haven't been home for 2.5 years now, and it'll be next month that I'll get to go home and see everybody. So it's all, I just can't wait for that, to be honest.
Yes, I know it's a long time away from your loved ones, Damon. You mentioned financials. How much was last night or the World Cup win worth to you?
It's just a pretty £35,000. Not bad for 3 days' work.
That's terrific. So that's equivalent to what, about 70, 80 Ks?
Yeah, something like that. The Australian dollar's going really well at the moment. So, I think it's about 60-something thousand.
Mate, well done.
Brilliant, mate. Congratulations. Oh, well, amazing. I love the nickname Heat. Keep up the heat. It's great for you to join us tonight here on Sports Day, mate. Congratulations once again, and hopefully we'll have a chat to you again in the future.
Magic, mate. Cheers for having me. I know. Appreciate it.